joining us right now on the guest line, a guy who's getting ready to dive into free agency. Stephen Tulloch joins us here on the program. Stephen, Bob Papa, Ross Tucker, how are you this morning?
How you doing, Bob, Ross? How you guys doing? Good.
We're not doing as good as you are, man. I mean, come on. You're right now, you're less than 30 hours away. I got to imagine you're going to be a sought-after commodity. Although we thought that last year, and the market never really materialized as much for guys like yourself and Barrett Rood as much as I know we were thinking, and I think that's what you were thinking as well.
Yeah, I was. You know, obviously, you know, the year before last came off a pretty good year for myself, and, you know, I've always been the one that, you know, never put my head down and know things happen for a reason. And, you know, I had the opportunity to go to Detroit last year, which is one of the funnest times I had in my career playing there. And you know, you reunite with Coach Schwartz and the staff there and help that team get to the next level. And you know, everything happened for a reason. I went to Detroit, we moved forward, and now I'm back in the same situation again. So I think I'm in a better situation than I was last year, and things will pan out, and like you said, next day or so.
Steven, I still, like Ross and I last year, when the lockout ended and the free agency frenzy started, and we just kept looking, and we saw some other guys signing, other linebackers signing, and I'm like, all right, I saw this guy play in college, I've seen him in the pros, I've worked some of his games in the pros, and why in the world wouldn't there be a bigger market for Stephen Tulloch? And did you ever once step back and say, what the hell did I do wrong here? All I do is play well, make tackles, and do everything that I've ever been asked for. How could there only be like a one-year deal on the table for you?
Oh, man, you know, it's hard for me to say, really. You know, obviously, you know, I've played the game. I love the game. I play with the passion. I played, you know, going on 22 years of my life. You know, I've never missed a year of football. And, you know, I'm just blessed to be able to play the game. You know, I've never really been a fan of the business side of the NFL. You know, I just always want to just play football and do the best I can to help my team win. And, you know, I felt like I've done that year in and year out. And, you know, like I said, you know, lockout kind of hindered me going into my fourth year of the league, not being able to become a free agent and being first-round tender, and then coming back the next year and signing a one-year deal. But I'm 27 years old. You know, I have a lot of football left in me. And things will work out. You know, I'm in a great situation going into free agency this year. And, you know, whoever it is that picks me up is going to get a, you know, hell of a player that will, you know, help their team in many ways.
You know, Stephen, last question I have for you about last year, just because I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. Like, wasn't that amazing to you that, you know, because to me, when you see what Posluszny got in Jacksonville, it's like, okay, that's setting the market. Like, I bet you as soon as that happened, you were almost excited because you're like, sweet, like, that's what I'll be getting because you're as good as him, if not better. I mean, it's got to be mind-blowing.
I did, man. I really did. I mean, and once again, I'm happy for Paul, man. Paul's a great player, and he deserved it. You know, I definitely felt like I was in the same ballpark after he signed the deal, and, you know, things didn't work out that way. But, like I said, man, everything happens for a reason, man. I'm a positive person, and I know my time's coming when it comes to that. You know, I just want to get past the business part, but get past the business side of football and just continue to play football in the game I love. You know, I don't get caught up in it, man. I know how it goes, man. You know, there's a lot of things that go into decision making and stuff of that order, and you know, I just got to keep level head and keep focus and know that, you know, I'm a fourth round draft pick. You know, the odds were always against me to succeed, and I came across and then be able to succeed. So, you know, that's just one other step in the way, and once I get past that, I'll keep moving forward.
Was there strong interest from the Lions here running up to free agency that you might have a chance to stay there?
There is, man. I let my agent really handle that kind of stuff there when it comes to that, but you know, obviously, you know, the Lions do want me back, and I'd love to come back. But you know, at this point in my career, you know, things have to be right, and my family and my situation going on, and I just want to, you know, continue to play football and get what I deserve, you know, and that's what it boils down to, and hopefully, you know, things can work out there. If not, I know another team will step in there and do what's right, and you know, move forward and to win some ball games.
Steven, all you need to do, dude, is just call Calvin Johnson up and be like, Calvin, you're taking up $21 million of the cap. You know, help a brother out. I'd love to come back to Detroit.
But you know what's crazy is Calvin deserves that money, man. You know, he's one of the most electrifying players I've ever seen in my life, man. You know, he's a guy, not only a great football player, but a good guy. And, you know, I know the team will do what's right for him and take care of him and keep him aligned for life. And, you know, I don't know, man. I know, you know, things will happen, you know, the way it should happen. And like you said, free agency opens up tomorrow. And, you know, if it's not Detroit, it'll be somewhere else. And wherever it is, you know, I'll definitely be ready to play.
Do you get a sense from your agent of some teams that have sort of expressed some sort of strong interest? I mean, in your mind, without selling anybody out, but in your mind, do you sort of, are you starting to look at other situations as potential landing spots, or are you like a blank slate right now?
Well, right now, man, you know, this is kind of new to me again, you know, going back into free agency again. And, you know, I've put a lot of doubters, you know, I've let a lot of doubters know that, you know, I'm a consistent player. You know, I've done a year in and year out since I've been in the league, and I think people have taken notice of what I can bring to a team. You know, not really pinpointing any team, but, you know, I feel like I'm in a comfortable situation now going into free agency tomorrow. And I know, you know, whoever it is that, you know, calls tomorrow and interested in bringing me part of the team, that, you know, they're getting somebody that can definitely help their team move forward and help the organization. So, you know, I just let it plan out and let my agent take care of it from that standpoint. And like I said, man, I just continue to work out here in Miami and train and let everything else fall into place.
Steven, how much research do you do? I mean, do you look and see what other linebackers are available or what teams need linebackers or anything like that? Or do you just not even worry about any of that and just whoever calls, they're interested?
No, I mean, I don't worry about it, man. I'm obviously, there's some good players out there. And you know, like I said, I'm a fan of the game. So I study every player in the NFL from linebackers to old linemen. You know, you name it, I can tell you about them. But, you know, there's a lot of good players out there. I know that I've put in work and, you know, and I'm in the prime of my career and I'm only going to get better. And like I said, man, whoever's being part of their team, they're getting a good player and a player that can help their team move forward. And I'm just excited about it, man. I don't really focus on the business side of football. I just continue to train and down here in Miami and try to be the best player I can be. And that's my mindset.
Steven, obviously we think, Ross and I, we felt like your agent last year. It was ridiculous every day, but we both believe that you're going to have some really good options here. When you think about it, give us your side of it as far as, all right, the money's relatively equal in some of these spots of people that are going to be interested in Steven Tulloch. What are some of the things that you're going to be looking for in a team in order to help you decide which way you're going to go? Like, what do you want to see out of some prospective teams to make your decision a comfortable one for you?
I think for myself, first and foremost, man, I want to win. You know, I love the feeling of winning, you know, and to be a part of a team that, you know, putting the piece together to win is important to me. Like I said, I'm going on year 7, and, you know, winning is priceless in this league. You know, there's no high like winning in this league, and, you know, just to be a part of a team that understands, you know, that they're trying to move forward and get better. And you know, there's a lot of teams out there that are trying to do that. And I know when free agency opens up, you know, we'll weed out and we'll see what's best for me and the best situation for myself, my family, and you know, we'll go from there.
Well, and you mentioned that you had one of the most fun years of your life playing football this year for Detroit. I mean, is it fair to say that if it's even – or if it's close, would you like to stay in Detroit?
Well, I'll definitely look into it, man. I'll definitely look into it. You know, like I said, man, the fans there have been great. You know, the city's awesome, man. And it's a football town, and they love their sports. And they've been nothing but good to me since I've been there, and I definitely appreciate that. Like I said, we'll find out come tomorrow, and those plans still there for me to head back to Detroit. But wherever it is, you know, I'll be looking forward to the challenge and the opportunity to continue to play football in the game that I love.
Steven, I got a tweet just a short time ago from a Lions fan, JMorey24, who was very thankful for you for attending a Make the Wish event for his son. He has a 2-year-old son, and you attended that event. You do a lot of stuff with charities and your foundation. At www.tulloch55.com. Tell us a little about your foundation and some of the things that you're doing with that.
Yeah, I started my foundation about 4 or 5 years ago. My main reason was that it was my mom. You know, she was a person that always gave back and always found a way to give even when she didn't have. And when I got to the NFL, that was a big goal of mine is to be able to find a way to help younger kids and help give back to the community. And well, my foundation, you know, it started in Tennessee, helping kids in Nashville and moved to Detroit. And it's just something that I take pride in. As much as football, I take pride in my foundation, helping raise money and give back to, you know, the awareness of underprivileged kids. And, you know, just to see the smiles on their face, man, makes me excited. You know, I love the passion of helping other people and you know, putting a smile on their face. And, you know, my foundation's been running strong. We've done real well, especially last year in Detroit, working with Sherry and my my PR lady out there. And we raised a lot of money and we put a lot of smiles on a lot of kids' faces.
Steven, one final one. You mentioned Tennessee, where you started your pro career as a fourth-round draft pick and where you started your foundation, Tulloch55.com. You surprised that Bud Adams came out, your former owner of when you played in Tennessee, and was so forceful in the fact that he says that management should go get Peyton Manning?
Man, to be honest with you, I don't even want to talk about, you know, what's going on over there, man. I don't really know, you know, what they're doing as far as, you know, Peyton Manning, whatnot. You know, I'm sure, you know, Bud, you know, obviously playing against Peyton Manning for so many years in that division, knows what he is. But, I mean, when you have a quarterback like Hasselbeck and you draft a quarterback like Jake Locker, you know, you'd figure you'd give him the opportunity to continue what they started. But like I said, I really don't know too much about that. And I'm sure they'll make the right decision for their program.
All right, well, Steven, we wish you the best of luck with free agency. Don't be a stranger, and we feel you're going to have a lot of offers this year, and you'll be able to pick the right spot, and everything's going to work out for you, and we just wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.